So we're going to come to the Lord's table and partake of the emblems. We do this to remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary on our behalf. When the Lord Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And his cross is at the center of our faith. Our entire Christian faith rests upon the cross and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the center of our faith. And this is why we take this opportunity to remember his death. Throughout history, Christians have been tempted to err into various beliefs about the cross and have ended up denying the cross. And I think this is one of the reasons why we are to observe the Lord's Supper on a regular basis. It is so that we come back to the cross and remind ourselves of the meaning of the cross. When the Lord Jesus hung upon the cross of Calvary, our sins were laid upon him, and he bore the penalty for our sins upon his own body. So it is through his death that we have the forgiveness of our sins and the removal of our guilt. We are not saved because of our works. We are saved because of his work. He died for us. And that is what we commemorate as we gather. Now, if you are a Christian this evening, you're born again by the Spirit of God, you're washed in the blood of Jesus, and you know that you're a Christian, a child of God, we warmly invite you to come and join with us around the Lord's table. Indeed, the Lord himself invites you. And unless you have a biblical reason for not partaking, you ought to partake. It is actually not right to just let the emblems go by for whatever reason that is not biblical. So if you are a Christian here this evening, then do please join with us. We're delighted that all who love the Lord are able to join with us around the table to remember his death on the cross. I want to read to you some words written by the prophet Isaiah, some very famous words about the cross that the Lord Jesus died on. And this is what Isaiah says about the Lord Jesus. "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." So we have in that passage the fact of the death of Christ. He was crucified. And we have the meaning. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank you for this very precious opportunity to remember the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary for us. We thank you, Lord, that this death was not a meaningless death. We thank you, our Father, that this death was not merely an example. We thank you that there was real meaning in this death. Real work was done. We thank you that as he hung upon that cross, our sins were laid upon him. And we thank you that you punished him in our place. We thank you that he paid the penalty that we owed. He satisfied the law of God for all the sins that we have committed. And we thank you that through faith in him, we are saved from our sins and our guilt is removed. Receive our thanks for him, for we offer them in his name. Amen. Now we're going to remain seated while we sing our communion hymn, which is found in Cop's Praise, number 76, words taken from that passage in Isaiah. His hands were pierced, the hands that made the mountain range and everglade, that washed the stains of sin away and changed earth's darkness, the Lord's death, until he comes. Let's give thanks for the bread. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that as he hung upon that cross, he bore upon his own body our sin. We thank you that his body was pierced for our sakes. We thank you that it was for us that he died on that cross. We thank you that it was a real death. He died and he was buried, and he rose again from the dead. And we thank you that through that great action, our sins are taken away. Thank you, Lord, for the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We shall eat the bread as we are served.